Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. Didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert.
Hello and welcome to Sunday Morning Coming Down, episode 155. 155, part of the Pull Tab Sports Network. If you don't follow us on Pull Tab Sports, go get on the socials and look for Pull Tab Sports. Sunday Morning Coming Down is also on Instagram. Sunday Morning Coming Down Pod is what that's called. That's your photo book for the audio experience that is Sunday Morning Coming Down. I am doing good. It's a Saturday morning. Had a really mellow Friday night. I went on a walk. It was nice out yesterday. Yesterday was one of those days as Minnesotans when all of a sudden it's like 45 degrees and it's been, you know, foot of snow on us every day. And I was so twitchy. You know, you leave the office a little early because it's so sunny. I called my son at college. He didn't answer, of course, because he's at college. But I was basically going to be like, man, I remember days like this, you know, walk into a house, you know, maybe there's a house called Red Door and you're walking over there with a case of beer, you're in somebody's yard, it's sunny, you can smell the changing of the seasons. It's just electric. It makes you want to day drink it. I can feel what the t-shirts feel like when it's in that weather. I can feel what the cardboard feels like on the 24-pack or the 12-pack that you're carrying. It was a great, great day. Probably the nicest of the weekend. More on that later. But the wife and I went on a walk. I mean, I haven't been on a walk. I think my iPhone health monitor thought that someone had stolen my phone because I did 10,000 steps and I was looking and it was like, your steps are the same as you had in 2011. Like I mean, this has been a tough winter. I'm actually going to reach out. I'm buddies with a news guy and I'm going to ask him, I want to know where we're at in the top 10 winters. Because if we finish like seventh, that's like going to the conference finals. You waste 2 months of your summer and you don't win the cup. We need to be the worst winter ever. And there's not much time left. So we need like another foot of snow this week or something. I want to be number one. That would be an example of winning. That would be one thing that Minnesota has won lately, would be the worst winter ever. Maybe that can happen. One of our sponsors, I visited their place this week, and I just want to mention it, Duke Cannon. I did a presentation in their office in Minneapolis. So a couple things you should know. Minnesota company, independent, give some of their money to the U.S. military, and they basically make dude stuff, right? He did tell me women do use their products, but what I picked up is I got a deodorant that does not have the antiperspirant because I don't like getting those white lines on my shirt. So maybe I'll be sweaty now. I don't know. I got to figure out how this works. But the scent is called Midnight Swim. And if you take a cap off the top of one of these and just smell it, man, you're at a cabin at night. You can see the moon on the water. It's one of their best-selling scents. Midnight Swim does really well at Target. That's a deodorant. And I had dropped my, the same day I did this swimming, the water swimming at Lifetime, que sera, one of the greatest days of my life, I actually broke my Abercrombie and Fitch cologne on the floor of Lifetime that same day. Maybe that was a message. Maybe Abercrombie knew that I had been swimming with 70-year-old women and the cologne actually self-destructed. It's possible. So he gave me a sawtooth cologne, which I'm pretty excited about. So that's Duke Cannon. Work harder, smell better. It's at like the hardware store and Mills Fleet Farm and all these man places. It's also at Target is a big spot. And DukeCannon.com with two N's. So what are we doing here this week? Well, We're doing the same thing we always do, which is helping you with the Sunday scaries, becoming an antidote to the anxiety age. I'm living my life as an open book so that you might get some kernels. I don't even know if I'll give you wisdom. I'm going to try to give you insight. That's going to be a theme this week, the difference between observation and insight, because they are different. And I think when this podcast is at its best, I push all the way to insight, to the why. You decide if it's wisdom or not. I don't think I'm wise, but I can try to get us to insight, not just observation. Mom prom is coming up this Saturday night for Mrs. King. This is a St. John's tradition. The senior boys bring their mothers to mom prom. As I understand it, you wear a prom dress or a dress, and it's a full dance and dinner, and maybe they're riding around on buses. I don't know. My son and wife had a brilliant idea that my wife was going to sleep in my son's, you know, place, which would be good, except for my son just has a mattress on the floor. I do not know if this mattress has sheets on it. That does not seem like a great spot for a classy lady, so we picked up a hotel room. I don't know how this is going to go. I am going to make a phone call to the boy just to remind him that his job is to take care of his mother. I don't think it's easy, having personally dipped into the college drinking tolerance a couple times over the last few years. I would say that I did not emerge unscathed from those experiences. I got done by a college drinking game on spring break once. Bennett and his roommate, you know, they'll keep you up all night. It's hard to do. It's hard to dip into that pace. That's like an entry ramp to the highway, but the speed limit is 100. So I have this hotel room. I'm hoping he takes good care of his mother. Mom prom. She's telling me she's, you know, getting ready for this. She's got the dress. She's excited. This is a big week. She'll probably be hydrating, walking a lot, getting herself in peak condition for mom prom. The weather is changing. It's getting warmer. I continue to hate meteorologists. I think that they're just awful. Like, part of the reason is they switch shifts, right? So there's the weather people and the news people during the week, and then there's the weekend people who are kind of the B squad. And I think the weekday people take credit for nice weather. They take the high. They write the check. Oh, this weekend, get those grills out, folks. It's going to be 50 degrees on Saturday and Sunday. Oh my. And then all the other weather people with the newsroom humor are like, well, I got to find my grill first, Billy. I'll tell you what, I bet you know how to make a hamburger medium. and so then what happens is it's Friday, it gets to like 44, and you're looking at your phone going, God, this feels good. I can't wait for Saturday and Sunday. The Saturday and Sunday, the weekday meteorologist gift wrap for me. And then you look at your weather app and it's, oh, the high on Saturday and Sunday is now 40. The nicest day was on Friday. Brutal. So I don't know. Get your stuff together. Have some accountability, meteorologists. The good news about the weather warming up is that my dog's poop will no longer be frozen, confusing him to think that that is like chili that we've placed in our freezer or something. I call these poopsicles. Dogs don't eat poop, but they eat poopsicles. So if you got a poopsicle out in your yard, it's very confusing for a dog. This is also a reminder that as much as we love our dogs, they're just animals that live with us. They're the brain of a three-year-old, right? A three-year-old would go outside and eat a frozen piece of poop, I think. But anyway, so there's not going to be poopsicles, so that's a good thing. I brought the hot dog roller to the Cougar Cup. You'll recall the Cougar Cup is the thrice annual, I said thrice, that's three, playoff format for my Tuesday night hockey. I'm not a big helper. I don't usually like to chip in. I like to kind of ride shotgun. But I did bring the hot dog roller and supply the meat for the food. This was a change of pace from the normal frozen pizzas. I finished fourth in the Cougar Cup for the first time. That is last place. It's a bracket. And we lost our first game, lost our second game, finishing fourth, out of the money. Probably because I was so focused on helping out. It was disruptive to my game day routine. That's what I would say. It was disruptive to my game day routine. Hey, we're back in slaw season. Jimmy's wants you to know that. Coleslaw gets forgotten a lot, and it shouldn't. It should be made a priority. It deserves a space at the table. It's actually quite delicious. Jimmy's has a bunch of different slaws. You can go on their website, jimmysdressings.com, and kind of see how to use them. But check that refrigerated section. Look for the slaw. It's got to be Jimmy's. Grandpa started the recipes. The boys are taking care of the company. They're down in Stewartville. As we like to say, don't you be messing with my dressing. Oh, I should have had some slaw with those hot dogs, actually. That would have been a pro move to bring slaw to the rink on Tuesday. So we're going to get into this insight observation. So I think a lot of people think that this podcast is about observations, right? I don't like shrimp because it has veins in it, right? It's weird when you see someone, you see a single shoe left on the ground. It's scarier than you think, right? Those are observations, and that's true. When I feel like I'm doing my job for you, it's when I push to insight. So one of my favorite episodes I've ever done was the Que Sera episode right after the hockey hair. There was a lot going on. I think I was walking through the world. I was truly in a state of distraction, so I was really open. And I ended up getting into this swimming pool with these old ladies and the way they treated me and the music, and it was just amazing. And I think the reason that that episode was better is I pushed past. I didn't just say, I think it would be funny to do water aerobics. That's something a character in a movie I like would do. No, it was about the why. Why am I interested in that? And I was able to get all the way there because I got to see how these women are and what they're worried about or not worried about, and going into the hot tub with their water shoes and listening to this music, what will be at a time when I was worried about a lot of stuff, right? And so that's a why. That's an insight. That's pushing past observation. So I'm going to give you a couple stories this week. I was driving home from my office, and my son and wife saw the way I came in, and they said, "You drive 694 home from Stillwater?" I said, "Yeah, I think it's the fastest way to our new house." Like, oh, man, no way. No way is that faster. And why would you drive that way? It's all highway. It's ugly. You should drive down 96 and Grant and go down that beautiful road and come in the backside of Stillwater. I said, "I know, but I think it's actually longer. I mean, we're on the south side of town now. I got to drive back to 96. And I said, "You know what? I'm going to time them both." So over the last week, I've had to do it a couple times because there was a stoplight out at one point. So I timed these two drives. And the 694 drive was about 19:20 seconds, and the 96 drive was about 19:40 seconds. The reason I bring this up to you is when we were talking about it as a family, my wife said, "Well, even if the 96 drive is 5 minutes longer, it just looks so much better, and it's such a better road, and it's so much more beautiful, and you do it every day, and you should spend the 5 minutes to take the nicer road." And she's absolutely right, and the truth is they're the exact same amount of time. So I gotta keep doing that. So that, I don't know what the lesson is there besides, I think time is a theme. We're going to get into a bigger bucket coming up, but I think time is a theme. You know, how are you going to spend your time? You know, if you're going to be in the car for 40 minutes a day, would you like to look at something beautiful? Or would you like to look at pavement and concrete and the sort of environment that's going to create road rage. And maybe there's a Taco Bell on the side of the road. So yeah, you can drive by a horse farm where there might be a horse galloping, or you can drive by a strip mall. And you have to decide if time is money, if time is dollars in your wallet, and you can choose to lay those dollars down on, you know, an equestrian ride home through changing leaves or a concrete jungle. What do you pick? I think we know the answer to that. Time is money. I watch the Gophers at my house. We're starting to have people over to our house. We had a little Bloody Mary group come over last Sunday, kind of an eclectic group that we had invited at the bar Friday night. Usually when you invite people to your house at the bar on Friday night, you get a nice mix of people. I had some of the guys over to watch the Gopher hockey game on Thursday. I've decided to wager our spring break this year. If the Gopher hockey team makes it to Tampa, we will be going to Tampa Bay. But if they don't, we don't go anywhere. So it creates a lot of pressure on these games, which already have a lot of pressure because this is one of my favorite teams. So I will be watching with great interest Saturday night against St. Cloud, a rival. I hope the Gophers do get through. I do not know if they will. It's going to be hard. I have a couple recos for you. I think people like this with podcasts. I was listening to another buddy's podcast, and he did a couple recos, and I remember thinking, huh, I'll check that out. So I got into this TV show called Mr. In Between. It's excellent. It's on Hulu. It's Australian. Dude looks like Pete Davidson with fake teeth. He's a hitman, but the show's really about dialogue. It's interesting. The writing is as interesting as Tarantino. I see that Tarantino is looking at this guy's next script. This guy's kind of a mystery man. He might have actually been a hitman. They can't find out about anything about him for about 12 years of his life. It's extremely well written. It's kind of about raising a daughter, single dad. It's about his relationship with his father and his brother. It's violent. I mean, he's a hitman. It's very masculine. But it is awesome. It's like drinking a whiskey neat. It is a great show, Mr. In Between. And then a more soulful experience, Disney Plus has a U2 show. It's Dave Letterman Visits Dublin with Bono and the Edge. And you guys know Bono's been coming back into my life. I worshipped this band for a couple decades. Then they started to get a little older, and they kind of were... It was a little cringy, you know, kind of watching them figure out where they were at. It's hard to be the biggest band in the world and then get older. And this little film they did for Disney Plus, they bring Dave to Dublin. They bring him into these bars, and they're singing with Irish musicians, and Glenn Hansard is there from that show Once. And Bono and The Edge sound amazing, and they're in their element. They're sort of age-appropriate. They're not trying to put on a shirt that doesn't work. Dave's never been to Ireland. He's in this amazing stage in his life with the long beard and the Zen wisdom, and he goes swimming in the ocean, and it just is, it's soulful. It's like, it's a beautiful, beautiful film. There's a lot of talk about songs that we carry and how we pass them to each other, and how songwriters sometimes don't even choose this. They sort of spit out these songs like someone spitting out those eggs in the movie Airplane. They are, it's really beautiful. The music is beautiful. It's just good for you. It's medicine. So watch that U2 thing on Disney Plus, just because you need to stream another thing. We're getting into streaming at our house. We don't have cable. That'll be a whole episode in itself for sure, because it's a disaster. It's chaos. It's so complicated. So going back to insight and observation, we're going to dissect this. So the wife made a steak salad for dinner this week. And so you cook this big porterhouse steak, right, in the oven, which is kind of interesting. And then she's got this all this lettuce and stuff to make a steak salad. So the steak comes out, and she starts slicing it into strips. And all I can think of is, like, this is not, why are you doing that? Like, we got a steak here. Why wouldn't you just cut out two big steaks and we put the salad next to it? Because in my world, a steak and a salad always beats a steak salad. I can't even imagine a scenario where, you know, cutting steak up into, like, tortilla strips and putting it on a salad is better than having a hunk of meat and a salad chaser next to it. So this got into kind of an awkward conversation with my wife where she had already cut it into strips, and I just set the strips on the side and had the salad on the other side, and she didn't seem to understand why I was doing that. Well, she'll learn this week because it's a deeper philosophy. The wife also likes A1 on her steak, and we've had many conversations about this, and my answer has always been, I like the taste of steak more than I like the taste of A1, so why would I put A1 on my steak? The theme here is that steak is the ace of spades of all food, so it is not to be messed with. It is doing just fine on its own. And so when I thought about this, I thought about this in a quesera kind of way. Why is this? Why do I feel this way? And I think there's a theme here. And I worked in marketing for most of my life so far, and marketing teaches you good, better, best, right? That is the cult of commerce. If you walk into Target, there is a good product, there's a better product, and there's a best product, right? It's the reason, I might get a Tag Heuer watch when I turn 30, but I want a Rolex when I turn 50. More on that later. Good, better, best. That's how we're trained. Push up the channel. Oh, these are great seats, Dad. What's that up there? What's that club level? Oh, that's club level. Yeah, that's different. Okay. Good, better, best. But I think what I'm learning in life is that good can be good enough. Sometimes it feels better to have good, to spend some time with good. Like, good is a good dog, right? Like, just spend some time with good. Don't be so worried about the steps of better and best. And example for you. So I am driving two old vehicles right now. A Highlander that used to be my kids, and a 2006 Jeep Wrangler, okay? I could get a new car, we could expense the car through the company, but the company's still, you know, my money too. But I'm like, you know what? I'm okay driving these cars. I actually like driving these cars. I think they're, I don't know, it gives me some character. They work fine. There's no car payment on them. It's going to be summer here. The Jeep's going to be awesome, especially if I'm driving down the right road. So I'm getting some sort of odd satisfaction from not buying something, from not upgrading. Now, I will. Don't get me wrong. I don't know if I want to go through another winter. At some point, one of these cars conks out, and then I'm an asshole. But I'm enjoying good enough. Another example, we have a big front porch on our new house. The wife picked up a swing, like the nice swing that'll go on the end, you know, the right swing. But for her chairs, we're just kind of using some chairs we had that aren't the best chairs. They're not the greatest chairs yet. We haven't figured out the chair situation. But we just built a house. We just put a lot of new things into our life. So the wife's like, yeah, I think we'll probably use the shitty chairs this summer, and then we'll figure out what we really want, and maybe we'll get the new chairs the year after. I mean, do you know how amazing that is to hear? Like, I totally support that. I think when you let time happen and you feel things a little bit longer and you wait to get something you want, it's like Ralphie with the Red Rider, right? If you want it and you wait for it and you open all the presents, but then Dad's got it hidden in the corner, I think it's just way better. I've talked a lot about the grilled cheese with bacon. You know, you don't need the bacon on the grilled cheese. You don't need the truffle on the French fry. French fries do just fine on their own. And so when you slow your pace, think about a guy that gets all of his tattoos in one day. He walks into a tattoo parlor, he says, I want ink on one whole sleeve and all over my chest. Do all the tattoos over the next 2 days. And he walks out of there and he's got a full tattoo shirt. Is that as cool as somebody who's collected the tattoos along the way, throughout their life, different places they've been, different tattoo parlors, different experiences, different drunken nights? What would you rather be? Would you rather have some time passing? Would you rather have some good before you do the kit or the good, better, best step up? I got a Tag Heuer watch when I turned 30 from my wife, and I'm still wearing it today. It's amazing I haven't lost it. It's amazing I haven't broken it. It's almost 20 years now. It's not that fancy a watch. At the time, it was a big deal. It was more expensive than we should have spent. It was a heavy watch. You know, it was a real watch, a watch a guy would have that is not a kid. When I turn 50, I do imagine I want a Rolex. I don't know why. It seems cheesy. I know I like very classic brands like Cadillacs and Rolexes and things that have been put into my brain when I was a little kid and didn't have any choice. Like Catholicism, by the way. But I think, you know, that would mean something to me. But the reason it lines up with what we're talking about here is I've had this watch for 20 years, you know, and I know when I got it, I remember, I think I was in Hilton Head maybe, and I remember, and it's a milestone, and it's, you commemorate something, it's a moment, you let it happen, and I think sometimes steak does just fine by itself, right? Sometimes good is enough, and if you spend a lot of time with good, it's pretty great. So that's an insight for you today, I hope, not just an observation. Starts with an observation, but that is an insight. I got to talk Joe Mama's. If you do have a team and you want some sponsorship, you got to sell this salsa. It's no joke. I just gave a kid that visited our office one of the last jars of mango pineapple habanero. It's like that stuff is like, that's like Boardwalk and Park Place of Joe Mama's salsa. It's hard to find. You got to look for it at Cub or Hy-Vee. But they have five flavors. Sell the jars for $6.50. Keep $3 for your team. Shelf stable. Leave them on people's front doorsteps. It's not frozen pizza. You don't need 10 fridges to do it. Go to joemamas.com/fundraising to learn more. Soccer teams, lacrosse teams, baseball teams. Sell some Joe Mama's. Help a brother out. So I'm going to finish. I did a Morgan Wallen bracket for his new album. He's got 34 songs on the album, maybe 36. I picked 16 that were the strongest songs, and then I had him go in a March Madness-style bracket. The daughter called me up and said, man, you missed a couple. Something about Last Drive Down Maine and Good Girl Gone Missing. So I listened to them both. I will tell you, when I was listening to Good Girl Gone Missing, I got pulled over by a police officer. He gave me a $60 ticket, which I'm told won't go on my record because apparently he has to give out tickets, he told me, and I was going too fast because I was totally into the song Good Girl Gone Missing. So she probably has something in terms of that song. I don't know who it would knock out of this bracket, but I'm going to play that at the end here. I would say this is a deep track. This is the kind of song you like when you're a real fan. I don't know if you love it 10 years from now. I don't know if it's Cold Desert from Kings of Leon. It has little hints of that. The very last verse, which I'll try to play, seems like that. But this is Good Girl Gone Missing, because really, you do get to a point lately where all you want to listen to is Morgan Wallen. It happens to the best of us. I hope you're doing well out there. And remember, ask yourself why. See something interesting. Ask yourself why. That's insight. Wisdom, well, we'll see if we get there or not. Who knows? Get it. I'm getting stoned all alone in the country because my baby's gone. And I'll never know if she loved me because I don't know how to hold on. Because a good whiskey, baby.
decisions. Heartaches from some hard living. About as good as I'll be getting. Don't know why it always goes back. She's falling, I'm quitting. Knew better, didn't listen. New story, same ending. Good girl, gone missing. Good girl, gone missing.